Rafael Angevine can spend hours taking photographs.
I just do it for myself. I don't try to set up a scene or anything. I just take pictures.
Rafael was diagnosed with autism when he was 26. His mother, Noelie, says his father encouraged their son to pursue his passion for photography.
His photographs, the way he sees the found object, the ordinary object, and picks up what's beautiful about man-made things as well as what's in nature, to me, is almost mystical.
The World is Round is one of three photos Rafael took that's now on display in an exhibit for autistic artists. The exhibit is sponsored by the Madison House Autism Foundation, a nonprofit that advocates for autistic adults. Co-founder Jalen Price named it after her 24-year-old autistic son, Madison. She understands the concerns of other parents of autistic adults.
The most daunting concern is, when I'm not around any longer, who is going to make certain that my son has a happy and productive life?
I refer to the growing number of undiagnosed and underserved adults with autism.
Her group lobbies for legislation to reduce barriers so that the housing and employment needs of autistic adults can be met.
Employment is huge because it's estimated about 85% of those on the spectrum may never have totally gainful employment.
Sponsoring the Through Our Eyes exhibit advances another goal of the foundation, promoting understanding and inclusion in the community. In collaboration with the universities at Shady Grove in Maryland, the works of more than 20 artists are drawing attention to the abilities of autistic people.
Very, very nice.
The school's executive director, Stuart Edelstein, says the exhibit is a great learning opportunity.
We are in the process of educating students who will become nurses, teachers, social workers, and general citizens in our community. And for them to understand in a more deep way the needs of a segment of our community, people with autism, is really important in terms of their professional development.
Noelie Angevine agrees.
The economy would profit by using the talents of people like Rafael instead of letting them end up on the street.
It gives her hope that her son will continue to have a good life when she's no longer around. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.